الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. In the 18th juz of the Quran Kareem is Surah An-Nur. This is a surah which Umar radiallahu anhu would say that teach your woman Surah Nur. This is a surah in which Allah Tabarak Ta'ala has given the guidelines of how a person, man and woman, can be saved from the evil of what we call today immodesty, zina, falling into zina. So in a very unique manner, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala in the surah has laid out guidelines. The beginning of the surah, it is that there is a punishment for the action of zina. And Allah Ta'ala mentions a punishment. And he says, and when they are being punished, let the people also see it, so that that fear comes. That in this world, if I can't manage that punishment, where are we going to manage in the year after? Because we live in a world that there is no barriers anymore between a man and zina, a woman and zina. Once upon a time, a person would say, my daughter, I never allow her to go out of the house. But today, evil came into the house. So she can be in her private room also. Nothing stops a man. He can be sitting for i'tikaf also, but he got his phone. While sitting for i'tikaf, in his own cubicle, he can be looking, he can be messaging. The only thing that stops a person is, am I ready for the punishment? Am I ready for the punishment? So the beginning of the surah is that punish them. And when you are punishing them, let the people notice it. وَلْيَشْهَدْ عَذَابَهُمَا طَائِفَةٌ مِّنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That the man looking must think, if that shot is so hard, will I manage when Allah has to hit? Thereafter Allah Tabarak Ta'ala now speaks about that one is the action of zina, which is terrible. But more worse than that is where you accuse a person of committing the act of zina. وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ. That if anyone has to accuse, then he must be ready to bring four witnesses to show that we saw this man with this woman doing this act. To get four witnesses and good witnesses on an act like that is very hard. Allah Ta'ala says, and if they can't bring four witnesses, then lash them. Now, this is a very unique law. Lash them. Few ayat came about the punishment of the one committing the zina. Many ayat came on the punishment of one accusing someone of the act of zina. For the one who commits the zina, the punishment was lash the man, lash the woman, finish. For the one who accuses and cannot bring witnesses, the punishment was lash them. وَلَا تَقْبَلُوا لَهُمْ شَهَادَةً أَبَدًا. After this, never ever accept their witness. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, and in fact, this one is a greater transgressor than that one. The second part is something very amazing. As though Allah Tabarak Ta'ala has said, the one who committed the act of zina, they made a mistake. They got lashed. They made tawbah. But the one who accuses, that one is a real transgressor. Scholars have mentioned that when a person learns to accuse, to talk, then the issue of zina, which was once upon a time very big, becomes very small. It becomes like a joke. So if someone, a girl and a boy did something, and the town people know about it, it should not be promoted, it should not be WhatsApped, it should not be messaged, there should be no gossip about it. It's so bad, as though the town cannot allow the news of this to go anywhere else. So everyone must hide it. Everyone must hide it. When this will be done, evil will remain bad in the eyes of people. But when people become adi, habitual, and that's what happened today with what is called forward messages. And a normal sentence of people is, you know what? It's not ghibat this because everyone is talking about it. You know what? And later on when you find out it's not so true, you say, hey, I never said it. Someone just told me. I just forwarded it. This surah shows all are guilty. All are guilty. Whoever lets their tongue get involved in anything, even if you could be correct, but you couldn't get four witnesses. You were correct. He did do the act with her. But there weren't four witnesses. Allah Ta'ala said, lash him. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ He is the real transgressor. If he makes tawbah, his matter will be sorted out there. In the Hanafi madhab, in this world, till the ending, his shahada, his witness will never be accepted. This made people in the past very, very scared. They watch their tongue a lot. If the tongue is not watched, it becomes so bad, so filthy. Then Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا بِالْإِفْكِ You must remember that once upon a time there was a major lie. The major lie was when Aisha radiallahu anha, she was accused of having committed zina with a sahabi. Now that's called a major lie. Allah Ta'ala says, but the ones who brought the major lie was Usbatu Minkum, was a group from amongst you. They perhaps would never have ever thought they would ever say this. But because the tongue was a little loose. I hope I'm getting the message across. When the tongue, when the finger becomes loose, it's ready to forward any message, say any message, accuse any person. And when it starts on a normal ground level where the man who is a hectic man and a woman who is a heavy woman, they do these things. So they would have done the act of zina. But when you start talking about it, what was heavy becomes light. And later on, what is very, very heavy becomes light also. People can become habitual to accuse very pure people, very great people, very innocent people. Allah Ta'ala says, it started off so small. This is what the result will be. So Allah Ta'ala then in detail explains when that issue happened and how people istalaqawnahu bi-alsinatikum. When you received it with your tongues, wataquluna bi-afwahikum, and you said with your mouths what you had no knowledge about. Knowledge means tahqiq. There was no investigation. It was just someone said it, so I said it. Someone told me, and normally when people have nothing to do, that's why in the month of Ramadan, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who in Ramadan cannot learn how to abstain from rubbish, from lies, from filthy words, he says then there is no need for him to stay hungry in Ramadan. Because Ramadan was to teach us how to remain pure, how to remain pure. But if the tongue is not pure, nothing is pure. The tongue is not pure. To come to that level where we hold the tongue, and you say, it's not necessary that I say this. Allah Ta'ala says, when your tongues received it, and when your mouth said what you had no research about, وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا And you really thought it was something trivial. وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ Whereas it was something severe by Allah. وَلَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ Why could it not have been when you heard it? قُلْتُمْ You could have said, مَا يَكُونُ لَنَا أَن نَتَكَلَّمَ بِهَذَا That there is no need for me to speak regarding such things. It got nothing to do with me. So Allah Ta'ala says, couldn't you have said that? Why man always says, no, no, I think there's something. Something is happening. So whenever I drive past, I see that car there, always. What is doing there always? There's something happening. So man enjoys this, to become an investigator where you don't have to investigate. The surah was to show, don't do it. Don't do it. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned one person who does not abstain from searching for the faults of others. He says, a day will come where Allah Ta'ala will disgrace that person in his own family. He does not abstain from searching for the faults of others. A day will come when Allah will disgrace that person in his own family. Own family. The surah was to teach that we are all brothers in the end of the day. All sisters. If we have to say, this got nothing to do with me, why must I talk? You got no problem. But when you talk, then you must be ready for a lot of problems. A lot of problems. Thereafter, Allah Tabarakallah now mentions the principles to avoid zina for me and you. Very quickly, these principles start like this. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَدْخُلُوا بُيُوتًا غَيْرَ بُيُوتِكُمْ O people of Iman, if a house is not yours, meaning it is not your mother's house, it's not your wife's, then do not enter a house until you first seek permission. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ This is much better. And if ever you come to the house, فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدُوا فِيهَا أَحَدًا And you find no one in the house. No one means no one who is permissible to allow you in the house. You could have landed up by your brother's house, but your brother is not in the house. So your sister-in-law will never be your sister. In your mind it might be your sister, but by Allah it's not your sister. Allah Tabarakallah says, when you come to the house and you find the person not there, who's supposed to open for you, فَلَا تَدْخُلُوهَا Don't enter that house. Don't enter that house means someone was going to open it for you. You could enter. He said, don't enter. Don't enter the house. Why? Because you will say, no, our hearts are clean. But everyone's heart is clean. It is a clean field that the devil uses to make dirty. He says, do not enter. Do not enter. وَإِن قِيلَ لَكُمُ ارْجِعُوا Someone from inside says to you, my husband is not here. Can you come later on? Allah Ta'ala says, فَرْجِعُوا Go away. هُوَ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ This is much more clean for you and for everyone. No one will get the chance to accuse you. And you, shaitan, won't get the chance to pull you. But you get many people when they land at the door. Then the sister-in-law just recently, she wanted to start making proper shari'i parda. Proper shari'i parda. Recently when I went, it was my first journey to a certain, to our, what we call the gams and the villages. It was my first village journey to India. I really enjoyed it. I had never seen India before. But amongst the things that I noticed is in Gujarat, I see it seems the laws of hijab, niqab, those laws it seems, somewhere along the line, the surah never reached there. It just seems like that. So I reached one house. Now, I am a first time coming to India, so I don't even know the families. I'm like far family. I don't even know them. But when I reached the house, I heard the uncle telling the driver that, or the driver telling me that, no, you, uncle says you can go inside because you family. I'm driver, I'll wait for you. I said, like, no, we go together. He says, no, no, the women are there. I said, how can I go? He said, you family, don't worry, you the son of the family. And they said, Mawla, come in, Mawla, come in. There's no one here but your sisters. That sister story for me like shocked me. What do you mean my sisters are here? How they became my sisters? Just like that. Then I remained outside, uncle was a little bit upset. That's when I realized this surah doesn't seem it reached. Whole Quran reached, but this surah, Hari Muhammad Tayyab Sahib, we used to hear him saying in Gujarat, the ayat of Parda, somehow it never revealed properly. Somehow. They just got one understanding of, if you a stranger, I'll make parda from you. But if you a family member, there's no parda. Cousins can get married to cousins. Cousins can get married. They asked about the brother-in-law. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that's like death. That's like death. One person, he translated it different. He said, you don't have to make parda from the brother-in-law because he is like death. Meaning, will a girl ever get desire for death? She'll never get desire. I said, funny translation you got. I said, the narration means it will cause death in the family. How can the brother-in-law just walk in? Mawlana Abrarul Haq Sahib, one person took bayat to him. Part of the bayat was, you will make now shari'i parda. He says, Hazrat, I got no problem, but you know, my big brother, he gets very upset about this. So he says, when your big brother gets upset, send him to me. Because in front of the Maulana, everyone is like a sheep. Outside, they're like wolves. They send him to me. So the brother went to the house, knocked at the door. They call whatever they call, Babi or whatever. She said, husband is not at home. He says, yeah, I need to get something from the back. She said, can you come later on? Like, he's not here. Oh, he blew. He got so upset. So when he met his brother, he said, you're breaking the family. Breaking the family. That's my house then. You think I'm going to have big eyes for your wife? This person was like, so he said, hey, you know what? Hazrat just said that I can't. And Hazrat also said, give him salams to you and he wants to meet you. Now suddenly he said, what Hazrat wants to meet me for? So then he came, Assalamu alaikum Hazrat, how are you? You got anything? So my brother Haqsab said, anything happening, like you got problems? He said that my brother is breaking the family. That's our house. He said, what work you got in the house? She says, no, nothing really. I go to visit my brother. He said, but your brother wasn't at home. What work you got? He said, no, like, sometimes there's something to put in the house. He said, you can put it when your brother is at home. No. He said, gee. He said, okay, in the future do that, right? Finished. What was the issue? What was the issue? But whenever this thing comes about making shari'i parda, everywhere we find the pious families also say, no way. It's not going to happen in my house. That is why Umar radiallahu anhu said, teach the woman Surah Nur. That sometimes if the men are stubborn, when the woman will read it, maybe the woman will understand, my Allah wanted something from me. Why is it that I'll read the surah so much, I'll know my Allah wanted it, and I will act like my Allah never told it to me. To come onto shari'i parda, you will see so much of goodness. The curse of Allah will not continue raining on that house. And life still carries on normal. Life still carries on normal. You can still go out for holidays together. Everyone must just know their limits. The woman must be on one side. The men must be on one side. It makes it easy for everyone. Allah Tabarakallah said, you can't just go in every house. You must know when to enter, when not to enter. That is better for you. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Thereafter, house number two. لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَدْخُلُوا بُيُوتًا غَيْرَ مَسْكُونَ. Second type of the house is that house where no one lives in. A house where no one lives in is called a marketplace. That is a place where no one lives in. I got work there, you got work there, she got work there, everyone got work. So now I am going to a place which is general for everyone. I got my own works there, but somebody else could also be there. Meaning the open market. Allah Tabarakallah says there's no problem with you entering the open market. Although there's a possibility she'll also be there. A woman without scarf might also be there. But there Allah Tabarakallah says, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ وَمَا تَكْتُمُونَ. Remember when you go in that market, when you go in the supermarket, when you go to fill up petrol or you go to get more electricity in your car, when you are there, Allah Tabarakallah says, remember Allah knows what you're making apparent and what you are hiding. Allah knows. There might be a pretty cashier at that shop. Now suddenly before, whenever your wife asks you to buy milk, potatoes, tomatoes, you never wanted to go. Now you're ready, you ask her anything to get. Anything to get. Allah Tabarakallah says, nothing wrong going to the shop. Wallahu ya'alamu ma tubdun. The whole world will not be able to know what you're looking at. He says, Allah knows what you make apparent and what you are hiding. What you are hiding. The surah is a unique surah. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Say to the men, you're going to the market. يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. I want you to lower your gaze. وَيَحْفَذُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. And make an effort to look after your private. ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ. Tell the man, that is so pure for you. Imagine if a Maulana tells a person that. A father tells, a father feels shy. A wife feels so high heart to tell her husband. My husband, you know, I know what you're looking at on your phone. Mistakenly, the other day I took your phone and I saw such chats, such pictures. I don't know whether I must tell you I saw it or not. But a man who reads Surah Nur, it's not a wife telling the person. It's the Creator who already knows it. And who's not shy to say, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Tell the man who believes in me. Tell him, don't look. يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِ. I want you to take this. This is not me giving a bayan. This is my Allah saying to me and to you, because we are mu'mineen. Say to the believers. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib explained this verse in this manner. That Allah Tabarakala in many places of Quran says, O people of Iman, do something. He says, Ya Allah Tabarakala never said, O people of Iman, drop your gaze. He said, O Rasul of Allah, you tell the believers to drop their gaze. Hazrat Hakim Sahib explained it that when something is very, very, it's an issue of modesty. Where a father is shy to tell his son, my son, I know what you are doing. So he tells a friend, can you tell my son, he mustn't do what he's doing. When that friend is saying, he says, you know, even other people know about it. But they're feeling too shy to even look at you in the eye and tell you, don't do this. The Rakim Sahib said, understand this verse like that. Where Allah Tawarukala could have told me and you, look after your eye. I know what you're looking at. Rakim Sahib would have his own poem. He would say, Anko ki chori aur dil ki raaz, sab janta hai tu e be niyaz. He would say, Jo tu karta ta chup ke ahle jaha se, koi dekh raha hai aasman se. What you think no one in the world is seeing, what you are looking, he said, someone is watching. Someone is watching. But look at this verse. Oh Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell the believer. Tell him, don't do it. Tell the believer, don't do it. And sometimes worse than that is when the believing woman, when a girl in niqab, when an apa, she now started looking. She started messaging, and it's happening in the world. Now who's going to tell her? Umar said, teach a woman Surah Nur. وَكُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ O Nabi of Allah. I want you to tell the believing woman, she must also not do it. يَغْدُدْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ I want her to look after her eye. I want her to look after her private part. You know how hard this thing is to say this. وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ And tell that girl, tell that woman, your beauty, don't show it to anyone else. Don't show it. You got certain men you can show it to, your husband. He can see a lot of your beauty. Your father. Don't show it. Because today, may Allah Tawarakala save our girls. Boys, they are masters in manipulating young girls. So the message starts. Then the boy says, how you look like? So that girl, even if she's not pretty, she'll send her sister's picture like. So he says, you look pretty. But he doesn't stop there, that boy. Then he wants to see more of the body. And that girl shows the body. Quran speaks to both of them. Allah is not shy. وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ Sometimes that boy says, just send me a little bit. Little bit more. That girl is reading Surah Nur. Allah is saying, my daughter, don't do this. Don't send it. That boy is saying, send it. Allah is saying, don't send it. When you will read Quran and you will relate with Quran. So principle number two. Number one is don't just enter any house. Number two, when we're entering places which are public, then Allah Tabarakala says, remember, I know what you're hiding. Look after your gaze, look after your private part. Principle number three, وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ Those who are not married amongst you, get them married. Those who are not married amongst you, get them married. Who are those? It's your sons, your daughters. Don't carry on waiting for them to finish all their studies. Because by the time they finish all their studies, they finish all their modesty also. As soon as your son or your daughter, it's not easy for a son and a daughter. For a son, it's not easy. For a daughter, it's even harder. As soon as your child says to you, or makes an indication, I need to get married. It means they need to get married. Forget all your culture, all your stories. If you read Surah Nur, Allah Tabarakala will say, وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ The one who's not married, get them married. إِيَّكُونُوا فُقَرَى You might say, but he's not working, sir. You don't need billions of rands and dollars to get a boy married. But culture must not be the rule. Culture. You can get your daughter married and she can stay in your house until the husband starts working. You can do it. He's the boy next door. Always over the wall, he and she are talking. That was the past. Nowadays on the phone. Catching your daughter and telling how dare you did what you did. That's not going to help. Doesn't help. A father caught his daughter with a message. Instead of slapping his daughter, he asked, who's the boy? Daughter shivering. You're not going to hit him. Give me, who's the boy? Got the boy's name. That boy was writing his exam in the madrasa. When the father came. We had downstairs, imtihan is downstairs like Kabristan. This boy is writing his paper, he sees this father walking downstairs. He wonders, what is he doing here? Ask him, sir, who's the boy? While he's writing his exam, he starts... came up to him. He said, you busy? Obviously he's busy, he's writing an exam. But you think now he's going to say, when you finish, can I talk to you? That was like the hardest exam in his life. But when he met the father said, you messing with my daughter? You want to marry her or you don't want to marry? Quiet. So don't mess around. You want to marry my daughter? Oh, nine. Finished. Got him married. No, you cheated. Now you cheated. Now I'll never get you married to that boy. How dare you cheat? I'll get you married somewhere else. It's not going to work now. So you got caught. You made a mistake. There is a law when someone slips. Help the person stand up. Don't push them more into the mud. Sometimes the daughter says, Daddy, I got caught. I slipped. I like this boy. Game over now. She likes the boy. Now she likes the boy. You always had big ideas. She'll be Rabia Basriya. She'll have a clean nikah. But it never happened. Now she slipped. Help her stand. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, وَلَا تُكْرِهُ فَتَيَاتِكُمْ عَلَى الْبِغَى. Don't force the young girls in your care into zina. This is Quran. Don't force them into zina. In أَرَدْنَا تَحَسُّنًا. They are wishing they can get a fourth. The fourth is marriage. Say, my father, I need to get married. He said, you're still too young. She was too young. She won't be talking of marriage. Something is happening. Be that father to say, my daughter, is something happening. She said, Daddy, you won't kill him. She must trust her mother or father so much. Allah says they want to enter into a fort. She's a good girl. She says, don't force your daughters into zina. This is Quran. وَلَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ آيَاتٍ مُبَيِّنَاتٍ. Allah Ta'ala said, we have sent so clear ayat down for you. Everything is in Quran. The way forward is in Quran. The news of the past, the remedies for the future. But people have to relate with Quran, live with Quran. Where we enter other people's houses, how we enter. When we enter the open market, how we enter. How my Allah said I must enter. How we relate with our daughters, with our sons, how my Allah said you must relate. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala grant all tawfiq wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.